Radio Live.
Superpowers.
Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
It's alive.
Real Live.
Superpowers.
Hey, we're here with Yariv Bash, co-founder and CEO of Flytrex, which we'll talk all about, and founder of Space.IL, which is a very cool nonprofit, Israeli nonprofit, that's actually probably going to land an Israeli spaceship on the moon. Yariv, what's up?
It's not probably. We're going to land an unmanned spacecraft on the moon.
Yeah, I wanted to hear you say that. So how are you?
Not bad.
What are you up to these days?
Mostly Flytrex. It's an unmanned drone company. We're doing drone deliveries. The promise that Amazon is working on. So we're going to supply that to everyone who's not Amazon. It's a huge market. And currently we're working, already deployed in Iceland, and we're now working with the FAA on a pilot in North Carolina.
Amazing. And how is that going so far?
Not bad. I expect that by the end of this year, you're going to see hamburgers flying above people's head in a small town in North Carolina.
Really? By the end of this year?
Yes.
So it's very much back to the future. Like, people in some places in the world already, and pretty much thanks to you, are walking down the street and seeing flying drones delivering stuff?
Well, actually, they fly at roughly 70 to 100 meters or 200 to 300 feet. So you can barely see them or hear them. But once they start descending to lower the order to the ground, that's where when you can see them and probably hear them as well.
Wow. You guys are so aloof about this. So just to picturize this, this is how North Carolina is going to be look like. Okay, it's going to be hundreds, thousands. How much are we talking?
Well,
about?
Depending. It's a small town. It's a 25,000 people town. So we're going to start with just a few drones.
Okay, and they're going to fly around with, like, packages, let's say, what size, like a burger? You said burger, but...
Yeah, it's the box, the current box for packages is 15 by 11 by 7 inches, or 28
What's
by...
What's that?
That's like a very...
Object?
That's a huge shoebox.
Shoebox, cool.
Basically, you can take food for up to a small family in it, up to 6.5 pounds or 3 kilograms. We're working on a larger version now. But currently you can take 6 pounds to distances of up to 3 miles or 5 kilometers, which covers pretty much most of the town.
This is incredible. So wait, how does this work on a technical level? Is there someone manning the drones?
Oh, no. At the end, we have to compete with someone who's 16 years old on a scooter. So it has to be cheaper than that. So basically a Flytrex operator can now operate a fleet of drones in real time on his own. So the system is quite, it's not really autonomous, it's automatic. All the operator has to do is insert a new package, replace the batteries if they've been depleted, and just, you know, press a green button. And we take care of the rest. We do the fleet management, the logistics side. The drone takes off, flies towards the destination. The customer